Do you believe your significant other may be cheating on you? Or do you just want to check? The best tool to use is a voice-activated recorder, which is small and can be hidden in a car or bedroom or anywhere else you believe will work. This is the number one method used by professionals for decades and gives you evidence to confront or possibly a divorce hearing. Check out the Amazon link with 30% discount in description for a super affordable and on sale. Long life rechargeable battery over 1000 hours recording time sound audio recorder with playback with dual microphones and password protected, and put your doubts to rest. I know it worked for me. Check out the Amazon link with 30% discount in description.
Girlfriend of 9 months has been cheating. Help me out, Reddit. Hey Reddit. Today I discovered my girlfriend of 9 months has been cheating on me. For my convenience, the post below is written as a message I will be sending one of my GF's friends that I actually trust as we're close. She hates when people cheat, and has a good moral compass on her. It's slightly edited to censor private info for Reddit and will be fixed before I send it off to her. It's late now after typing this and thinking, and I feel trapped and lost on what to do, so any help is appreciated. My plan right now is to post this to see what everyone thinks, and I'll likely send the message off tomorrow as I don't want the GF to potentially intercept it before I wake up. Some context details before we begin. We've dated for about 9 months now. She lives with me at my mom's house, and I work from home. Here we go. I know you're probably asleep right now, but I need help, and I need you to keep a secret. GF was sleeping when I saw you texted about bedtime being rips around 12. I went on her phone to text you back a picture of her sleeping to be funny, and I found asset of her cheating on me. I don't know what to do. She's already lied to me about so much, I just can't stand by this. She ducking lied to me about the guy she went out with tonight while I was working. Childhood friend? That was a ducking date. She doesn't mention anything to me all day. Calls you and asks us if she can go out with a childhood friend, aka random ass guy she's never mentioned before that I've never met, which immediately sent off red flags as she's never done that before. When I told her that I didn't want to be one of those no guy friends, manipulative boyfriends, but I don't know the guy, so I was a little tripped out, she reassured me that she didn't mind me being jealous and thought it was protective and cute. I was still anxious, however, because of past events I will elaborate on soon. So I asked if I could kiss her at the front door instead of her leaving through the basement door. She then blew up and told me I was being just like her abusive ex because he was manipulative and wouldn't let her see her friends. Little did I know, until checking her phone to answer you, she texted this ducker she was at her parents' house and they didn't want her leaving, so she had to rush out. Calling him handsome and baby and asset. I'm so ducking hurt about this. I literally had a mental breakdown and cut myself earlier because I felt I didn't deserve her and I was a piece of asset for not trusting her when she was gone. I even showed her my cuts when she got back because I knew I couldn't hide them from her. It broke my ducking heart to see she sent this guy high handsome. I had an amazing time. An hour after that. After promising to never lie to me again. Then I looked at more guys on Snap. There were so many guys she was saying s time ul s it to and sending nudes to that were taken in my ducking room bathroom. That's when I realized I need help, as she clearly doesn't ducking care about me. I'm not getting used and manipulated anymore, and I'm sure as s it not gonna let her hurt me or drive me to harm myself again. I caught her messaging guys like this before, one time when she suspiciously left her phone at home, never told me what girlfriend she was going with, and wouldn't let me kiss her at the front door. I peek out the window and saw her with her male cousin. When she was gone, I searched her left behind phone to see why she lied and discovered that the man she told me and you was her cousin, was her ex. I saw this guy many times, and she took advantage of it so I would feel comfortable driving her to his house and letting her sleep there. She dated this guy for years and broke up with him when he went to basic training, to which he came back from about a month into our relationship. I also discovered many other guys she sent s time ul s it to, and a text for a Tinder verification code. When she returned with a large bruise on her chest from him punching her too big to be a hickey, which tells me he was actually abusive. I waited a few days to figure things out to confront her. When I did, I had gone in with the intention to break up, but she shocked me by saying she was s time trafficked by her abusive family to her ex, and he made her go on Tinder while they were together. We didn't break up because of the S-time trafficking thing, even though the Tinder part never made sense and felt like an excuse. I obviously couldn't blame her or try to disprove that either, cause I felt that would be an incredibly ducked up thing to accuse someone of lying about. This was in late February, early March, and it especially hurt because when I first asked her out, we both told each other we never had a boyfriend-girlfriend before. On top of that, she was the first girl I've had S time with, and she told me the same, yet the S that I've heard and seen about her ex's nudes in her phone does not line up with that. Today, however, was eye-opening. Going on a ducking date with someone? After everything I did for her? Let's look into that briefly. Let her live with me after the third night of knowing her after she opened up about her abusive family. She hasn't held a job and I've paid for most things while barely getting by and constantly getting bills bailed out by family. She crashed my car in a BPD rage. In her worst BPD episode, she punched me in the face, which broke my lip, and bit me on the arm hard enough to break skin, which led me to saying she was just like her abusive ex, which led to her trying to call the cops on herself, which led to me making sure she didn't get arrested when the cops actually came. Stayed after she lied to me about her age. When we met, I had just turned 20 at the start of the summer, and she told me she was 18 going on 19. She kept this front up with a lot of people, but I found out on her birthday when I saw her ID said she was turning 18 that day. When confronted, she said her abusive family lied about her age to her and she didn't know she was really 18. That, however, is complete BLLS. It is, I've heard three of her friends of the same age say she's 18, her grandma say she's 18, and her girl cousin who would also only know her real age. I'm done with her now, I can't suffer like this anymore. I don't want to ruin her friend life because I still care about her and ultimately want her to be happy, as she struggles with a lot, but I don't know what to do. She'll swear up and down she loves me, but I don't know how she can sit there and lie to my face day in and day out. I can't handle this alone and I can't stay with a lying cheater. I'm about to be 21 years old in 2 days and I was just starting to feel like I could live a life where I don't KLL myself before the age of 30, and it's gotten to the point where her actions actively harm my mental health. It's almost 3:30 a.m. and I'm still shaking thinking about it, and she's still sound asleep. Please help somehow. Preferably in a way she doesn't know about, so it doesn't impact your friendship too much. It might be hard to see her the same, but you're truly one of the only good people and good influences in her life, and she's gonna need you. So that's everything, Reddit. I'm gonna sleep on it, but please give me some thoughts on the matter. Redditor's reactions update after. Redditor 1, pack her ass, it wake her up and kick her out. WTF bother with her friend. She's for the streets, bro. Redditor 2, it's a 9-month relationship, why bother sending her friend an essay? She's not your Spanish pen pal? What help do you expect from her? Do you want her to go around slapping the random DCKS out of your girlfriend's mouth? In the time you took typing War and Peace, you could have quietly packed all your girlfriend's S it up so she can be out of there quicker in the morning. Redditor 3, she's not yours, she never will be yours and never has been yours. I don't see the problem. Let her get what she wants from you and from anyone else. Keep evidence of her cheating on you. But at the same time, get what you want from her and move on when you're ready to and done with her. When she questions you, then show her evidence of why you just thought that's what you were doing anyway and you two were never really exclusive or together, by showing her the evidence of cheating. If you take away the idea of being exclusive and together, she can't hurt you and you can allow her to do anything she wants while still maintaining whatever you want from her. If what you want from her is to be exclusive and eventually get married, that ship has sailed. Update, finally escaped abusive girlfriend of 9 months. Hey Reddit, if you remember, 3 weeks ago I posted here about my cheating girlfriend. For reference, I am nearly a foot taller with a stronger grip but much skinnier, and she was bigger, had about 30 pounds on me and wasn't afraid to hit me. 2 days ago I broke up with her. Before I continue, I would just like to personally thank each and every one of you who left comments and support on my other posts. Reading all of those comments in the hours leading up to the breakup helped me summon the strength to do what needed to be done for my safety, and for that I will always be grateful to a bunch of strangers on the internet. Here's the story. So I had the previous post written in like a diary form to get my thoughts out in notes, and I forgot to delete it. At 6 a.m. she went on my phone to check Instacart, saw my notes and woke me up by throwing my phone at my head. Oh duck, here we go. When I tried to confront her for cheating, she beat the shit out of me. I left home with a cut on my neck, a fat lip, a ringing ear and almost getting knocked out from getting punched in the face so hard I fell back dizzy almost to the ground. Later that day, external events would have me and her moving out of my mom's house to my dad's across town. For the past 3 weeks, she would hold the notes thing over my head and constantly use it against me to berate me saying I was
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just like her abusive ex, I was manipulative, and I never trust her. Gee, I ducking wonder why. About 4 days ago we were on a double date with my best friend and one of her best friends who we set up together, when my ex had a mental breakdown in public at the arcade we were at. She was threatening to beat me, break up with me, scream that I'm a pedophile, threatens to call the police on herself for being an abuser and told me I'm a worthless piece of shit who's never done anything for her. You wanna know what set her off? She saw an autistic kid win a bunch of tickets on a claw game, and she wasn't winning anything, even though I kept saying stop playing claw games, they are rigged. Eventually in her struggles our friends come help me get her out of there, but not before she had gotten 911 dialed and hung up. We get all of us into our friend's car, and as we're driving back to my house to get her back to take her to the ducking hospital, we see a cruiser fly by the other way. Yikes. We make it back into town and when we're at my house getting her stuff I get a call from no caller ID. Hi X's name? It's the police. So we meet up with the cops at a gas station near the highway, explain the situation and get out of there. I later find out from my friend driving that he tried to wave the cop down so they'd pull him aside so he could tell them I was trapped, but they never spoke to him. After we go to the hospital. A couple hours later we leave around 2 a.m. with some coping booklets and when to expect a phone call for a diagnosis appointment. So basically, went home with nothing. This was last Friday. Saturday rolls around and she is still very much the same. By the end of the day, she has blown up and berated her two best friends over absolutely nothing, and wanted them to apologize for it, so since she is incapable of accepting accountability she makes me write her apologies. This asset goes into Sunday morning when she starts having another breakdown because her friends are still reasonably mad that she insulted them over nothing. She ends up locking herself in the bathroom and won't let me come in, until she goes you're gonna hate me, I come in and she is cut along her thigh with her razor. This pulls her out of her breakdown and I bandage her up and she's fine for a few hours which lets me start my shift on my computer. I work from home. She's fine for hours until her friend responds to her apology saying that she can contradict everything that was said, but will still come to talk. When her friend says I'm never talking to X again until I get an apology. She exploded at me. What the duck do I have to apologize for? I didn't do anything wrong. Yes TF you did but okay. She once again locks herself in the bathroom but not before getting aggressive and throwing acid at me like a folder, her wallet, and even a duck and bowl. Her friend shows up to talk, and I'm here juggling the breakdown, the argument with her friend, and my ducking job that requires nearly live updates. X's texts me that she's gonna cut herself again, so naturally I try to get into the bathroom to stop her, only she's pushing on the door with both arms. I give it a bit of shoulder and she slips on the floor and bangs her knee. She then starts blaming me even more saying I hurt her so I have to go talk to her friend for her. I go outside and get her friend's side, and after all that basically her friend is just ready to expose her to me, she just asks me a few probing questions to see if I was brainwashed or just trapped. She reveals through an old selfie that 2 months in the relationship they had been at her abusive ex's house and they were still dating. This was just what I needed, I finally had a woman on the inside to help me get out. When I go back upstairs to work and talk, Psycho starts freaking out again cause her friend is naturally mad at her still, so she starts punching and kicking my laptop, keeps ripping the HDMI cord out of my second monitor, and even whips me in the head with it. She also slaps and punches me on the arms, chest, and face. I start begging her friend over text to accept the apology so she stops attacking me and lets me work. Her friend says, "Do you realize how ducked it is that you're asking me this?" And I respond, "Bro, I know. Please just help me do it for me." From there I start deleting messages so I can show Psycho the screen of her friend accepting her apology. She invites her friend over to smoke, to which she replies, "I will," and in another text, "But only for your safety." So I tell her I'm breaking up with her tonight, and she says, "Thank Christ." The friend comes over and we're sitting in the shed smoking, and me and her are just sharing looks back and forth like, "WTF we gonna do?" Psycho asks me to go upstairs to get her second phone so she can text her grandparents to ask for money. So I use that in the bathroom as an excuse to pump myself up, and text my best friend who helped with the hospital that I need this text to hold me accountable. I'm breaking up with her. After getting hyped in the mirror, I leave the bathroom and sit next to my dad to tell him what I need to do, and he's ready to help in whatever way. Our plan is then to have her friend drive us to the grandparents to get money, and I'll just break up with her there, and my dad will be 1 minute behind us leaving so he can just grab me right away. He decides no, stall for time I can do more, and manages to pack everything of hers but 4 bags. We stall and stall, and while we are, my dad takes her stuff to her grandparents, let them know the situation that it was toxic and I needed out, and then hit his car across the street to sit and look out for us. The time finally comes, and when we pull in the driveway I just ask to speak to her outside, and we both get out, so I tell her, "We're done. I'm breaking up with you, you've hurt me far too much." The hysterics begin and she says a whole lot of nothing, the typical "why are you doing this, I can change, blah blah blah, just shut up and get the duck out of my life." The friend gets her grandparents to come outside and hold her back so me and my dad can leave, and we do. Immediately the manipulation starts on my phone. Friend is saying we're still together, my grandparents are saying we're still together, just nonsense. I ignore and go on with my night. I actually had my dad just drive me to my friend's house so I could see the boys, tell them the good news and clear my mind. Everyone. And I mean everyone in my life was in ducking bliss hearing the news I finally dumped her. Feeling better by the minute. Here's where we are now. For the past 2 days she's been spamming nonstop off many numbers, including some of her friends who she keeps manipulating, until I completely just blocked everything once and for all last night. This is the manipulation since we've broken up. Said she got pills and a therapist the night we broke up, even though she stopped texting me at 1:15 and got picked up at 5:14. Expects me to believe that she got all that help and is a new person mentally in 4 ducking hours. She also said she made a police report in that time for the S time trafficking with her family and her ex, and that her family took her second phone. She forgot to turn off her location on the second phone, and I could see she had it with her at her friend's house. Said that she had taken 3 pregnancy tests that all came back positive, and she has a blood work appointment today after calling yesterday. Those literally take weeks to get in our healthcare system. I know, cause we had to get an abortion before. DM'd my mom on Facebook today telling her she's gonna be a grandma. My mom called me at work saying she reached out, and it was the first time I spoke to my mom since I left. Didn't want to talk to her under those circumstances, but had to let her know she's crazy. Mom said she was literally on her period the first week of May, so it's impossible that she could be ovulating right now. And of course, despite my constant demanding and her saying she would, I haven't seen a single piece of proof of any of that. The proof that she sent me was an old pill bottle her friend confirmed was from high school, and a screenshot of an email for a blood collection appointment that she could have gotten for any number of reasons. My life feels so much happier now, even as each minute passes. I'm no longer being constantly controlled and manipulated into doing what someone else wants. I'm just free to live, and it seems I'm actually enjoying life now, which seemed impossible with the level of depression I had before the relationship. I guess the entire experience was for learning. Keep a close eye on red flags. Conquered my self-esteem issues. I can be happy alone. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, congratulations. Redditor 2, God, what a monster of a woman. I pray for any other men she manages to lure in, good Lord. Also, you seem to realize this, but she's totally not pregnant. It's the last-ditch effort to get you to stay. Good ducking riddance. If she keeps contacting you, I would look into a restraining order. She's obviously psychotic, so who knows what she might try and do at this point. Redditor 3, my blood pressure went up just reading your account of all that crazy. Do not engage with her at all. If she claims she's pregnant, don't do a damn thing until you've seen paternity test results directly from the provider that look real to a lawyer. Realistically, she's probably not pregnant. This is just a manipulation tactic because some women think men won't leave them if they're pregnant. The statistics are pretty high for women getting dumped while pregnant, so the reality is backwards from her assumptions. Give yourself a good few months of not dating at all. You're probably going to have some PTSD. That's okay. You've been through a lot. Work through it so it doesn't stick with you, and so you can be more confident with breaking up with someone much quicker.
Do you believe your significant other may be cheating on you? Or do you just want to check? The best tool to use is a voice-activated recorder, which is small and can be hidden in a car or bedroom or anywhere else you believe will work. This is the number one method used by professionals for decades and gives you evidence to confront or possibly a divorce hearing. Check out the Amazon link with 30% discount in description for a super affordable and on sale. Long life rechargeable battery over 1000 hours recording time sound audio recorder with playback with dual microphones and password protected, and put your doubts to rest. I know it worked for me. Check out the Amazon link with 30% discount in description.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.